Welcome to the Punk Rock MBA podcast.
Just want to introduce ourselves. My name is Daniel. This is Ricky.
This is, I guess, a podcast run by, like, I think what makes our podcast a little bit different is that we're from, I guess, it's like very DIY, just recording on the phone.
Yeah.
And a lot of people kind of like, I don't know, like kind of get like surprised when they say that he's 28 and I'm 18. That's like 10-year difference.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
But sick. Yeah. So it's called Laugh Now, Die Later. We pretty much just like talk to homies. So I don't know. Like,
I have a Cry Now, Cry Later tattoo, which you guys didn't get to see, but everyone on Twitch did.
Yeah. Oh, damn. That's so
kind of close.
Yeah.
It's a rotting out. It's a rotting out track.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. You want to go first?
So, I mean, I wanted to get in touch just because, like, I don't know, we've been doing the podcast for a minute. Obviously, we're like kind of like hardcore influenced podcast, but I remember you back from like Tumblr like 10 years ago.
It was,
like,
oh, yeah.
So I remember, like, dude, like, I've been following you and like been like a follower of you for like that long. And just like, I used to read like people sending me like asking for advice like back in like on 2011 and stuff. Like, so I mean, like, as I've like kind of grown into like a career myself, you've kind of been like, your podcast has been like something that's like been reassuring for me to get info from and stuff. So I mean, hell yeah, it's cool to finally like thank you for that. So
that's awesome. Well, I appreciate the support for so long. Those Tumblr days were, Tumblr was cool until it wasn't.
Yeah, definitely.
Until it got real, like, weird and shitty.
I mean, like, it's kind of weird because how old are you?
42.
Yeah, because I was like, it's weird because like his generational thing is like his thing was like Twitch, and I just kind of like saw you from YouTube. Like, I watched the Fry the Earth Crisis video and the Spaz video like religiously, like probably like 5-6 times, both.
Cool, I appreciate it.
Yeah, so I guess I get to start it off. Like I said, we kind of found out about you through like different things, and like you do like, I like from like watching your YouTube videos for like a while now, you do hella shit. Wait, can I cuss you, right? Can I cuss?
Yeah.
So my homie, first thing he asked me, and I wanted to ask you that too. Like, you, since you've been around in music for long, I guess you've been into like hardcore, you were a hardcore kid, you were into like metal, you're pretty much into everything. What was like the scene or like the place that you kind of felt like the less welcome?
The least welcome?
Yeah, or like, I guess more judgmental, like not on the internet, like in person. Like,
yeah,
if you were to go to like a obituary show or a Earth Crisis show, or I don't know, what was like, what would kind of like...
Oh, for sure. The biggest assholes were like the emo people.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Back in the day, the kind of narrative was that Earth Crisis and Madball and Scarhead and all those like tough guy bands were the assholes that you know, had to watch out for, and that they were just horrible people and rah, rah, rah. And I mean, I'm sure they did some bad things to some people, but they were actually all super nice people. If you ever run into them, they're like the most friendly, nice, chill, but they don't give a fuck what you're into or how you look or whatever. Like, as long as you're just like a friendly, cool person, that's all they care about. But the supposedly cool, like, emo indie type people were the biggest dicks. They were way more judgmental. They care a lot about how you look. And if you don't like the right shit, you know, like, oh, you listen to that metal stuff, like, oh, those jock metal bands. And so I think it's a good example of tolerance being a one-way street. So you could be an indie kid going to a Madball show and nobody gives a fuck. But if you're a Madball kid going to an indie show, nobody likes you. And so that was kind of interesting to me to sort of have that moment of like, oh, it's actually the opposite of what everybody says. Like, the supposedly cool, tolerant people are actually the assholes.
I swear we were going to, I thought we were going to say metal or hardcore probably, but I was like, I was going to be metal, but I wasn't expecting from emo shit.
No, I used to go to death metal shows and shit all the time.
That is crazy. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of weird to think, but like, overall, like, because from what I've gathered from just watching and like listening to your YouTube videos specifically, I think hardcore, I mean, I want to ask you if I'm being right about it, is, yeah, hardcore, I think, where you think the most out of all the scenes of music is the more like, I guess, positive influence, I guess, to like grow? Because personally, like, I'm like, I grew up in like the hood of Los Angeles, South Central. And like, I think going to hardcore, like, I've gone to metal shows and I've gone to like rock shows and like, you know, glam hard rock shows. But like, seeing where it comes to hardcore, I think that's where people give you the biggest, like, like, oh, like, you know, I've gotten like kind of not job opportunities, but like little shit like that, where like, oh, sure. Like, you're, like, you know, they take care of you more like brotherhood at the end type. Or do you think like there's another like music scene out there that's like more like that?
Well, I mean, I can only speak to my experience, but yeah, what you said has been true for me for sure. Yeah, there's something about hardcore that just, it's different. It's obviously not the biggest scene. You know, hardcore is never going to be popular, which is fine. I mean, nobody necessarily wants it to be popular. And there's some parts of it that are definitely negative. There's a lot of kind of dysfunctional, angry people and like violent shit that happens in hardcore. But like you're kind of, I think this is kind of what you're getting at. It's a better alternative, you know, like,
yeah.
If you're from fucking, you know, I don't know, from Malibu, yeah, maybe you got better things to do with your life than go to hardcore shows, or maybe not, because people from Malibu have problems too. But if the alternative, I was also really into graffiti, and I was sort of compared to graffiti. Like, for a lot of people, the alternative to graffiti was being in gangs. Like, yeah. Graffiti is a fucked up lifestyle for sure. Uh-huh. It's super, super, I mean, it's like one step removed from gangs. So I would not recommend that people get into it. But if the alternative is being in a gang, yeah, I would say it's better than that, you know? And for people who get into hardcore, you don't get into hardcore and stay into hardcore if you're normal, you know? Because yeah. A normal, like all this, like these DIY shows that happened in the past couple months here, like the Real Bay Shit one. And there's the other big one that happened like in LA. Normal person would look at that and be like, this is crazy. This looks like Mad Max. I don't want anything to do with this. And I understand why. I guess I acknowledge the negative things about hardcore, but I think for a specific type of person, it's going to be a positive influence. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you think I don't know. I guess it's a very corny question, but it's still like, I think want to ask it like, for your time, because obviously, you know, you were straight edge, and then you broke edge and all that stuff, and you kind of went and did your own thing. Do you think, like, would you ever, like, I guess, knowing someone who, like, went to shows and did their time and, you know, did zines and all that, would you regret, like, if you could, like, live your life again, would you, like, still, like, go to hardcore shows, or would you just, like, not do it again? Like, would you still be involved in hardcore, basically? Like, if you get to live your life again and, like, you know, do things right, like, will you still go to hardcore shows and do all that?
I've thought about this a million times. You know, the thing is, I'm very happy now. I really like my life. You know, my wife is awesome. I really like what I do for work, and I wouldn't have met her, and I wouldn't have the job that I do if it wasn't for being part of hardcore. So, you know, in that sense, yeah, I mean, everything worked out for me. I'm happy with that. On the other hand, you know, there are lots of times where I'm kicking myself. I'm like, man, what the fuck was I doing going to fucking Scarhead shows in Detroit when I was 19? I should have been like, there's a part of me where I wish I would have gone to school for like computer science or something, because that's something I've always been interested in. But who knows? Maybe I wouldn't have been happy doing that. Maybe I would have fucked that up because there was something I needed to get out of my system going to hardcore shows and being around that stuff for a few years to like get it out of my system. I don't know. I mean, it's easy to dwell on the past and think about mistakes you made and things you could have done differently. But I just, there's a time and a place for that. But generally speaking, I don't think that's a good use of your energy. So I just try to focus on the future.
Bowie, Dylan, Marley, you've heard the names and maybe you've heard their songs, but what about the stories behind the records that made titans of music like these so universally loved and important? Join me, Josh Adam Myers, host of The 500, as each week I go through a different album from Rolling Stone Magazine's 500 Greatest Albums list from 2012 with an incredible lineup of comedians, actors, and musicians talking about how the music has impacted their lives. New episodes of The 500 come out every Wednesday. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to us talking about our podcast for a minute.
What's the name of that podcast?
That's Axe to Grind. And right now you're going to be getting a little taste of it, right down to the shaky microphone and all.
And my name's Bob.
And my name's Patrick. And usually we're joined by Tom.
Tom's the best. Tom has a real grown-up job that requires him to be at work, but we talk about decidedly not so grown-up things like
hardcore music and things that people that like hardcore music tend to like.
So that could be the latest shows, revisiting classic material, talking about the new classics, all the little dorm room nonsense that you imagine from a niche music podcast that you either love, want to love, or hate.
Yeah, imagine all the emotions that you have towards a genre that has impacted your life, and then condense them down to an hour to 2 hours a week.
So triangulate your speakers. Think about jumping off the bed, singing along, dancing like an idiot, and listen to Axe Grind Podcast.
But first, I want to thank DistroKid for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. If you're not familiar, DistroKid is a digital music distribution service that musicians use to put their music into online stores and streaming services. So in plain language, if you have ever wondered how to get your music on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, Amazon, Deezer, Tidal, and many, many more, there's like dozens and dozens of different streaming services, DistroKid is the way to do it. It is super easy. I have used it to put my music on Spotify. It took me maybe 5 minutes to like set it up and upload everything. It's legitimately awesome. I am sincerely a fan of this company and their product. And for those of you who have asked, you can also upload your music to TikTok with DistroKid. And if you want a chance to get featured on DistroKid's Spotify playlists, you can do that by submitting a song through Spotlight and getting your fans to vote for you. You can also use Hyperfollow to get more Spotify followers. You can promote your new release as well as Spotify Canvas. That's where there's the video in the background in the player. And when you share it on Instagram, it shares that video too to make your Spotify release pop. And Spotify Canvas is available to all DistroKid artists. Like I said, as you can probably tell from this, like I am sincerely a fan of DistroKid. DistroKid can do everything I just talked about and so much more. So be sure to sign up with my link, which is in the show notes for this episode, to get 7% off your first year. That link is in the show notes of this episode, or go to distrokid.com/VIP/thepunkrockNBA. And thanks again to DistroKid for sponsoring this episode.
Yeah, that's definitely. Yeah, I was reading a little bit about you on, like, it's crazy because on your Wikipedia, like, I think, I don't know if it's your quote, but someone said, like, hardcore has been the main element of all the things you've been involved with in your life.
Yeah. It's
like, whoa, that's really cool. Like, that, I mean, even as yourself, like, you're one of, I guess, like, I would even say, in my opinion, like, one of the most, like, people in, like, quote unquote, like, hardcore community, like, the greater, like, kind of idea of that, like, I just think it's like a really, really interesting that it's like you're one of like the people that's done a lot, like with their experience and kind of like starting from like zines that you were just doing just because like you were passionate about like these random like grindcore and
yep.
power violence bands and just from doing that kind of thing. That's crazy.
Yep. Cause nobody else was interviewing Dystopia. So I was like, all right, well, I guess I'll do it.
Yeah. I that's a good point, which brings me to like, I guess to connect both things. Like you said earlier about the like Dead City shows that happened here in LA. And like, you know, basically those shows, like, you know, like shout out to Dead City, but like those shows kind of making like, you know, going on TikTok, like I think you made a video about that earlier or something about like kids getting into hardcore because of TikTok.
Yeah.
And like, I know there's a bright side and there's a good side, you know, kids are getting into hardcore, whatever. And, you know, not many young kids are into hardcore, like people in their 20s are into hardcore.
Right.
And then, but then there's also like, you know, like kids who don't appreciate anything or like you know like you're moshing and then they're like stop or you know what I mean or they're like trying to
although
like
get ran out
like a slow like mosh part, you know what I mean? Like I want to know your opinion on that a little bit more, because I think the question that they ask you on your YouTube video is like, what do you think about the moshing? But like, what do you think overall, like, you know, kids getting into through TikTok and through punk and hardcore?
Well, you know, it's not going to be for everybody. It's like the way I got into it was I saw Suicidal Tendencies on MTV in 1989. And how was that any different than TikTok, really? You know, it's just whatever the mass media is at any given point in time. For me, it was MTV. For someone else, it's going to be TikTok. And, you know, I'm sure both of you guys have already seen a lot of people come and go in hardcore. They were into it for a year or two, and then they moved on to whatever else, which is fine. I'm not one of these people that think it's dumb. People like spend a lot of energy focusing on people who sold out and they're not, you know, you're not, you dropped out of hardcore. Well, all right. I mean, this person wanted to do something else with their life, then so be it. How could it be a bad thing? My only, I guess, concern would be I don't want any of those kids to get like permanently fucked up in any way. Wouldn't want them to like lose teeth or, you know, go to prison or something like that. But if you get involved in hardcore and find out it's a little too rough for you, then leave. That's okay. You know, that's totally fine. I don't think that it's some sort of like precious thing that who is the person that decides like, are we going to review your application to join the scene? And it's like, oh, you weren't referred by an existing member of the scene. Like you're out. I mean, that doesn't make sense to me. Like who cares whether you found out about it through TikTok or whatever else, like just go to a show. And if you're cool, people will be cool to you. And if you're not, then you won't last long and that's fine.
I think the difference between like, you just like, oh, like go check it out. Like you saw through TikTok and go check it out. It's like, I think now it's not really like, oh, I'm gonna go check this out. I think like, you know, like how social media like now has made it accessible for someone from Europe to see how people in LA.
Oh, right. 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 You know, like, oh, you're like, a Twitter hardcore kid.
Yeah. Like, you know, like people like, you know, like basically like social media has made it accessible for you to like know how certain people dress and like fashion.
Right.
Like, I want to look like a fool. I'm gonna look like a fool. I want to look like a punk or whatever. And like,
yeah.
And then not only that, like
I remember like 10 years ago, all these random Eastern European bands started using kind of like cholo fonts and stuff
on their
merch. I'm just like, what the fuck? Like how, I think to them, it just looks cool. I don't think they have any idea what they're referencing, you know? Or like, I remember when I lived in Cleveland, there were some of these, or Cincinnati rather, there's some of these kids that got 13 tattoos on their faces.
Oh shit.
And I was like, dude, that is, you should get that covered up or removed or something. And he's like, I'm not worried about it. I'm like, you will be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's by your hood.
Yeah,
that's
fly by in Vernon.
Oh my
god. Yeah. You just go stop at a fucking gas station in the wrong part of town and you're gonna have problems.
I mean, so, I think one of my friends told me that that in Japan there's like a small little group of people that like dress like Chicanos here in it. Like they have lowriders and like wear like the Dickies and the Cortez or like stuff like that, but they're like in Japan. I don't know, that's kind of weird, like a whole different country, like just people literally dressing like that. Like
it's super weird. Yeah. So I see what you're saying. Like if there's kind of the, I guess what I don't like so much is when there's people who find out about hardcore via social media and aren't really part of the scene, but have a lot of really strong opinions about the scene and shit like that. Like you don't go to shows, you don't know anybody in the scene. You're just some kid who consumes this stuff on Twitter. You're not, like, which is fine, just don't have an opinion about it. You know what I mean?
Yes. I think that's my biggest, like, problem as someone who, like, because when I started going to shows, I was, like 16, like, around there. And I kind of, like, I remember I was kind of, like, terrified. I was, like, this is sick. But also, Tim, I was, like, you know, I'll get hit, whatever. Yeah. But, you're there to, like, watch. And then now these kids are coming from TikTok. Like, I see them and they're, like I said, it's, like, a slow, like, you know what I mean? Like building up part, like, and then they're like trying to circle pit. Like you can tell they're not even feeling the music. It's like, first of all, step from a mile away. They're not feeling the music. They're just trying to like poke, like their friends recording them in the circle pit. So they upload it to Instagram or TikTok. And I've literally seen that happen. People like, look, here's the video of me in the circle pit. I'm so crazy. Or like, you know what I mean? I'm like, God. And then on top of that, I think my homie Chaz, he was like, he even brought it up. Like he was moshing for Mind Force. And then some you know, tote back punk was like, hey, like stop moshing that hard. I'm like, then why are you here for? Like, this is not to like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, that's what kind of bothers me. It's like
tote bag punk.
Yeah, tote bag punk. And I mean like Echo Park punk or whatever.
Yeah. Man, it's so funny. You're probably too young to remember, but I remember when Echo Park was terrifying.
Yeah.
Like back in the 90s. It was not okay to go there. And now it's like, you know, a place you would reference for someone being a hipster.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't, gentrification is like such a horrible thing in Los Angeles that it's like, it's coming to where I live. And I never thought I'd see it in a million years where I live. Like,
what part, you said you're in South Central?
Yeah, specifically Florence, Firestone area.
Oh, okay.
And that was just like, I mean, I don't know. But I mean, I think that's like for another time, just gentrification is a horrible thing. And Yeah.
Well, here's my take on it. If a TikTok tourist wants to go to a hardcore show, they should go to a hardcore show, but the hardcore scene is not required to adapt to them. You know, take it or leave it. If you don't like the way it is, then fucking leave.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the best way to put it. I mean, I think I wanted to ask you that because, like, I mean, I think about, like, you know, you're someone who, like, is not even into hardcore anymore. But, like, at some point you could say,
well,
like,
I mean, hey, I don't go to local hardcore shows anymore just because, like, I don't really have time, among other things. But it's not like I'm not into it necessarily. I still listen to new bands and stuff like that. I'm not as actively part of it as I was when I was 21.
What are your top five, like, new bands that's come out of hardcore?
I like all those, like, Bay Area bands like Drain and Tsunami and Gulch and all that kind of shit. Hand of God and Zulu. Like, I like all that kind of stuff.
Oh, shit, really? I had no idea you were still, like
the Bay Area. All the trendy hype bands.
Yeah, all the trendy hardcore bands.
Yeah, Judiciary is pretty cool.
Judiciary, yeah.
Dude, Judiciary at Rec Center, like, 2 years ago. That was tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, so I keep tabs on stuff, but I mean, I'm not as into it as I'm not as actively a part of it as I was when I was your age, but I still keep tabs on things.
The last zine you did?
The last zine I did?
Yeah.
Probably like 2004 or something like that. I don't really remember. I remember what it looked like. I interviewed Candiria and Creationist Crucifixion and... I don't know, some death metal band. I forget who. So sometime around then.
Okay, so, like, obviously throughout that time you were growing up and, like, you know, like, you kind of slowly, I don't know, maybe I want to say, like, you got, like, I don't know, you grew out of it, but maybe, you know, you kind of just changed or evolved, I guess. Like, what goes through your mind? Like, because I think about that often. I'm like,
right now,
hardcore is everything. You know what I mean? Hardcore, like, and obviously, like, you know, older people tell me, like, yeah, older people who still are part of the scene, like, they tell you, like, yeah, like, I don't go to shows as much because I've been there for, like, 10 years. Like, what goes through your head as, like, someone who's, like, literally evolving and, like, kind of, like, shedding skin, you know what I mean? Like, what was going through your head, like, as you're doing that zine, as you're, like, stop going to shows, like, whatever came next in your life?
Well, I mean, if there was, like, a hardcore show down the street that I didn't have to, like, I mean, you know how West Coast traffic is and stuff. It's, like, just such a fucking commitment to go anywhere. And I have a business to run. I have two businesses to run and I'm married and stuff. And so I can't stay out till 2 a.m. anymore. You know what I mean? But if there was like a hardcore show, like a matinee at 3 PM or something down the street, I'd probably go. Cause why not? Like, just go check it out. I would not go. Hardcore is different for me that I don't really have any desire to see some random, like, Octane metalcore band. I would not go to that show unless somebody I know was playing the show, basically. Like, to me, that's work. Hardcore is different. I would still go to a hardcore show just to check it out and see what the scene is like, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
So I don't know that I didn't grow out of it in the sense of, like, I don't think it's cool anymore or something like that. I still do. It's just... it can't be my whole life like it was when I was 19. That's all, you know, because, like, I mean, I had school and work and shit like that, but I didn't ever stop caring about hardcore necessarily, or like, it's not like there was some day where I woke up and I'm like, oh, hardcore's dumb.
Yeah. And you still stayed involved in music in some way though, too.
Yeah.
And I still talked, I mean, like, you know, people I've known from the hardcore scene for 20 years were at my wedding. You know, there's people, I mean, I talked to, you know, like Mike Mowry from Fight Records that was in Good Clean Fun, is now he's, you know, a big, you know, manages a bunch of rock bands and stuff. He started out managing Refused. I work with him all the time. I talk to people like Ryan Downey, who was in Burn It Down and is like an OG hardline guy in the 90s. I work with these people now, you know, so... to me, or I was just like, you know, I'm writing a video about AFI right now, and I was just asking my friend Biggie, who managed like Every Time I Die and Code Orange and Turnstile and a bunch of those bands for a long time. He was the person who, if you've ever seen the video, the AFI video with people moshing in it for Leaving Song Part 2, like, he like was in charge of like recruiting some of the moshers for the video. It's just different. I mean, hardcore is still, I would say, if anything, it's more of a part of my life now because, like, I do business with these people. I still talk to him. it's just not, it's just a different thing. Like, I'm not reading zines anymore because zines don't exist, but I mean, I read hardcore, you know, the hardcore subreddit, which is sort of like the closest thing, you know, to like people talking shit in zines now. I still pay attention to all that stuff, but I also think my role is different now. I'm like a coach, not a player now. You know what I mean? Like, I think yeah. It's weird. I think it's weird for somebody my age to like to still, like, it would be weird if there was someone my age who's still kind of being the same person as they were when they were 19. I think there are those people.
What's that? With the Gorilla Biscuit shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
With the Gorilla Biscuit shirt.
Exactly.
Like that, I think. Like Daniel, yeah, I think like with the skateboard and say, "Hey guys," and it's like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be that. You know, I'm not putting those people down, whatever. But I don't want to be that. But I do have, you know, a following. You know, like I try to use, I try to talk about hardcore when I can. And I would like to think, I mean, for example, you know, I went on No Jumper and was talking about, you know, Scar, and then, you know, and then Ezek was on there. I was on No Jumper talking about hardcore and stuff, yeah. You know, and same with Adam. Adam comes from the hardcore scene too, Adam 22. So I think it's just, it's a different role. Like there's, you sort of change your role over time. So there's some, if you're like 19 and putting on local shows, that's an important thing for the scene too, but I would leave that to that kid to do that. But I can maybe talk about some of those bands or put them on one of my Spotify playlists or something, or do a show like this. And to me, that's how I can still be involved in a way that, you know, I can do things that maybe that kid putting on the show can't.
Okay. I get, I think that was, I think pretty much sums it up when you said you're the coach, not a player.
That's, yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
I'm not saying that that's the only way to think about it or whatever, but that's kind of where my head is at now.
Oh yeah, I get exactly what you mean. And
that's cool. I mean, it's just like growing up and just doing cooler shit and like in a more professional setting.
I
think that's
yeah, really but
cool.
If I didn't care about hardcore, I wouldn't be doing this right now, you know? Yeah, exactly. I mean, people ask me to do podcasts all the time and usually I say no, but if it's anything like hardcore related, I almost always say yes, because it will always have a special place in, you know, for me, in my heart. So, you know, I always try to make time for that, or time for that kind of stuff.
Appreciate it big time. And I guess I think it's time to wrap it up.
Yeah.
What is a band that will, that, like, I'm pretty sure you won't, but if there is a band, what takes you like to get to the pit or like throw down?
Well, the last band that I moshed to was Hatebreed.
How long ago was that?
It was 2011. It was the
Holy shit. It was the
10-year ten-year anniversary of Satisfaction's Death of Desire in San Diego. I went with Alex from Fight Fair, if anybody remembers that band. And yeah, that's the last time. This is not what I want to do with myself at this point. I don't want to get hurt or something. I do jujitsu like all the time, so I'm not like afraid of physical contact or something like that. I just don't really want to do it in that particular way.
I mean, like, you think there'll ever be a band where, like, in the sense of, like you just, like, it, you wouldn't even think about, like, oh, I'm gonna throw it down, or, like, you'll think about it, it would just kind of gravitate to, like, by, like, you know what I mean, just the energy, like, you don't only, think there'll ever be a band, like, Earth Crisis or something like that?
Only Iggy Azalea.
Dude, when milling for Iggy Azalea?
Someone's got to do it.
All right. It's time to wrap it up, but I appreciate you taking your time. It really means a lot.
Yeah, of course. Let me know when this is out and I'll make sure to share it.
Appreciate it big time.
Definitely.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Later, man.
Thank you.
See ya.
Cheers.
All right, my friends. That does it for this episode of the podcast. If you made it this far, thank you. Thank you for listening. We sincerely appreciate each and every one of you. If you want to help the show, there's a couple things that you can do. First of all, share it on social media. If you share it, tag us, tag Finn McKenty, that's me, and tag Deanna Chapman, that's a producer. Second thing you can do, if you really, really, really love us and really want to support us, you can support us on Patreon. There's a link to that in the show notes. You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you're listening to this, or you can do none of that. And you can just sit at home, think about how awesome this podcast is. That works too. Again, thank you very much to each and every one of you for listening. We sincerely appreciate it, and we'll see you next time.
Hey everyone, this is Tuck from Fit for a King, an off-road minivan. Every week I bring you fun interviews alongside your favorite metalcore entertainers with my new podcast, Get Tucked. Join me every Monday with bands like Counterparts, Crystal Lake, like Moths to Flames, and many more. We play unsigned and undiscovered bands, deep dive into each artist's history, and of course provide the greatest breakdowns in current metalcore. Tune in to Get Tucked every Monday, out now through Sound Talent Media.
Hey there, I am Johnny Christ from Avenged Sevenfold, and I've got a podcast called Drinks with Johnny you're going to want to check out. I sit down with a bunch of different people from all different walks of life, from professional wrestlers to actors, comedians, fighters, musicians, everything in between. I'm just looking to make some friends and have a good time doing it. So if that sounds like something you're into, go check out Drinks with Johnny, streaming everywhere now.